You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Yes, this is going to be the best 60 minutes in radio today. Make sure you call in, text in at 833-212-1017 if you have any thoughts or you have any comments on today's show. That is 833-212-1017. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, giving us like, giving us a share. I seen y'all. Listen, competition is good. Competition is good. I seen y'all on YouTube this morning. I need them numbers. I need y'all. Come on now. Competition is back, I guess, huh, Rhea? Shout out to Rhea Riley holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Hey, Kyle.
And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Well, well, well. I guess competition is back. Shout out to Ben and Carrie for launching a YouTube show. Very proud of them. Very, very proud of them bouncing back and recovering the way that they did. I saw their numbers. Kind of jealous. Had like 80, 90 people watching. I had to turn it off. Turn this off! Too many numbers! I'm just kidding. Woke up this morning. My baby girl had it on early. So I said, what is going on? So no, but shout out to them. And doing their thing. You know, I got nothing but love for them. So I was so happy this morning when I'll be very honest. I honestly, this is full disclosure. I couldn't wait. I was dreaming. I legitimately was dreaming about it last night because I could not wait. Wow. Yeah, I was so excited for it. I mean, and to me, to be 100% honest, that's like my creation. Now, when I say that, think about it. No. Listen here. Hear me out now. When you train some people up, right, and you coach them up for so many years, and then you see them go and do things and use some of the training that you give them. It's like, oh, look at, I felt like a coach. I was like, well, looky here. I done coached up to you, then took some of the little tips they was giving, and look at them turning up.
They shouted you out.
Yeah, I heard. How you hear?
Don't worry about me.
How the hell you was on at the same time?
Zach told me.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Zach. Yeah, they did. So shout out to them. Proud of them, and competition is fantastic. So shout out to Ben and Carrie and Jim with Juice for doing their thing and bouncing back and not being detoured and going ahead and doing their independent thing, because we do definitely need more Black Talk anything here in this community. I know they got the For Dummies podcast, and you know you got Podcast Town, now you got them, you got WNOV, 1017 The Truth. So I think it's great whenever we have as many platforms as possible to have as many Black voices resonating as possible. So excited, and yes, more young voices too. So this is very, very exciting, and shout out to you, Truth Nation, as well. As always, now, before I get into the weekend recap, oh boy, today has been a day. Hey, people been just hitting me up. I've been overwhelmed with so much stuff today. But I tried sushi for the first time this weekend, Rhea.
The first time?
For the first time.
What kind of roll did you get?
I had a tempura. tempura shrimp roll.
Tempura.
I had sushi roll. It had teriyaki chicken in it, I think. Something like that. Some chicken. I don't know. It's cooked. I want to cook stuff. And then, so it was all good. It was cool. Oh, I had a little, that wasn't sushi. So, you know, I'm sitting here, you know, I'm trying something different. I said, all right, well, let me go ahead and try this sushi. I have never had it before. Like, I guess I've had, like, the little rolls, but I never had, like, actual meat inside of it because everybody says it's raw. I was like, I don't do raw meat. I don't. And so then there was a specific piece that had multiple pieces in it. And I said, what is that? They said, it's their special. I said, well, what is in it? They said, it's their special. But I did see on the top of the sushi, there was raw something on top of the sushi. So they said, well, we'll take that piece off. So my dumb ass thinking like, oh, okay, they took off the raw piece as if it wouldn't be contaminated. So I ate the little piece because, you know, I was hungry.
Where did you go?
I don't know if I should say that. I went to a very popular place. And so I eat it. And within 15 minutes, I'm like, ooh, I don't feel right. So, you know, I'm driving home. I'm like, I don't feel right. I'm watching, you know, college football on Saturday night. I'm like, I don't feel right. And then I said, ooh, it feels like something crawled inside me. So an hour and 15 minutes later, I'm in pain. And I had diarrhea for about a good, for hours. Never
this
again.
This is a sick Negro.
A sick Negro indeed. I'm never eating sushi again. Never eating sushi again. Never. Cook everything for me. Thoroughly cooked. Thorough. Because I said, hell no.
You do California rolls.
I'm not doing not a roll. I'm doing American fried. Hard. I ain't never having sushi again. I don't like avocado. I don't like none of that.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I ain't unfortunate. How the hell? I said, y'all set me up. Y'all set me up. My stomach was hurting literally. I woke up yesterday, stomach was still hurting. It's never again. Never eating sushi again. Ever, ever, ever. So, yeah, that was my big weekend story is that I ate sushi for the first time and I hated it.
Went to the movies.
Oh, cool. What movie?
Begonia. It's really good.
Never heard of it. What's it about? Can't even tell me what's about with good movie. Okay. Anyways, you know,
Aliens.
I know Greg Marcus very well. I'm lying. I don't know him very well. I know Greg Marcus for real, for real. Nice guy. I just got a text. Dramatic. I ain't no damn dramatic. She heard me on the toilet. Just pain. I told her, I said, never again. I said, don't you ever set me up like that again. Don't you
Hell
ever.
No.
Don't you ever have me do that again. But anyways, Truth Nation. LaRon Taylor in the chat. No, I don't like guacamole like that. I absolutely do not. Jason Hunter said, black people have a strong dislike for raw, rare cooked food. I hate well-done steak, and I love sushi raw and cooked sushi. I don't do it. I just changed my steak up to being medium well plus. I just went somewhere, and I ate a steak, and it was an event. No, it was somewhere else. It was an event, and I cut into it. I said, oh, this ain't going to sit well with me. I like medium well plus. My mom liked to get it like medium rare. Too much blood. The damn thing's mooing. But anyways, 833-212-1017. It's time to get into the weekend recap here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, we know you have a busy life and the weekend went by too fast. If you missed any of the headline stories, no worries. We got you covered on the top stories you may have missed. Tap in for the weekend recap on Truth to Power. Kyle, tell Truth Nation the biggest headlines they need to know.
Yes, Truth Nation, for the weekend recap, there's a couple things that you need to know. Now, I woke up this morning a little nervous. I was nervous because I heard about this snowstorm that was coming to southeastern Wisconsin, specifically, you know, a little bit south of here, but they said we could get some sprinkles here in Milwaukee. So I woke up, you know, you wake up, you look out the window because you want to check and see exactly whether or not there's any type of weather outside. Well, I looked outside and I didn't see not a sprinkle of snow. So shout out to Milwaukee and not getting snow. But we're seeing in Kenosha County, some areas like Pleasant Prairie got 13 inches of snow. Yes, a foot of snow. So make sure those who are listening down in Kenosha County, Racine County, south of here, our friends south of Milwaukee, make sure y'all stay safe out there when you're driving and make sure y'all get shoveled out. I think the weather, for what I've seen, I don't really check the weather for down there, but We're supposed to get into the 50s, so hopefully this snow does melt pretty quickly. But make sure y'all stay safe down there, because that is crazy weather. Illinois, I heard some places, Illinois and going into Indiana, northwest Indiana, could again see a foot or more of snow. So make sure people are staying safe as they're traveling. The next big thing is Milwaukee Airport. I don't know if y'all heard about it. General Mitchell was not going to be impacted by the shutdown. There were not going to be any flights based off the federal government forcing them to cancel flights because of the shutdown. But there were 20 flights that were canceled, and they believe that is because of the impact of other places having flights canceled. So this is something where, and I'll talk about the shutdown stuff tomorrow, but this is a reflection of the shutdown. It is definitely a reflection of the shutdown. The fact that, you know, we have people, you know, right now, folks who are working for the FAA, you know, some of the traffic controllers saying they don't want to come to work anymore and they're resigning. This is a problem. So I'm glad that they're finally going to end the shutdown, and hopefully we can ramp back up and get people back to work and get travel safe, because the holiday season is getting very, very close. I got a trip planned, and my cousin's like, well, what happens if the shutdown extends? I was like, yeah, you'll be all right. But hearing that Milwaukee was impacted by the shutdown sucks, because there's a lot of things worse than getting your flight canceled, but it definitely sucks. When I was flying down to Denver, my flight got basically canceled. It just causes, when you got somewhere to be, it just causes all type of stuff. You're moving, running around, trying to figure stuff out. So it sucks when flights get canceled. So hopefully once they get this shutdown ended, they finally get all this figured out and get some of these folks to come, these traffic control folks to come back to work, to make sure we're keeping our skies as safe as possible. And lastly, something I did want to talk about is the SNAP benefit fiasco, which it has been an absolute fiasco. What I don't understand is how anyone can defend what is happening right now. So when it comes to SNAP benefits, we talked about it Friday, and people's cars got hit with money. People's SNAP benefits came through because some judges said, hey, you have to release the benefits, and they did. Shout out to Tony Evers for ensuring that people got their SNAP benefits as quickly as they did, so they got an opportunity to start spending the SNAP benefits. But then the administration tried to stop people from getting their SNAP benefits. So whenever you hear anybody talking about these SNAP benefits, make sure it's understood that the administration, after SNAP benefits, they were told by a federal judge that they have to release all the SNAP benefits. Instead of saying, fine, we'll do it, they literally went to the Supreme Court and asked for a stop and injunction so they did not have to release the SNAP benefits. That is how sick this administration is. They also went and told states like Wisconsin that had already sent out the benefits to take that money back from people. So I just want y'all to understand that if you hear people saying Republicans care about the 42 million Americans and care about making sure that they get their benefits, it simply is a lie. It simply is a lie. What you ask people who say that this SNAP benefit is anything that has to do with the Democrats, do understand, you just simply ask them, if that is so, why did Trump go all the way to the Supreme Court to stop the benefits from getting into people's hands? This administration sent $20 billion to Argentina. Now, obviously, the $20 billion came from a different pot of money, but they sent $20 billion to Argentina. You tell me they can't provide any additional SNAP benefits for us? Stop playing. Stop playing. So, again, I just want people to understand that this is the reality of what is happening and what is going on. So do not let anybody tell you that these SNAP benefits were, you know, being held up by the Democrats. It's being held up by the administration. Hell, you can even say the Republicans in Congress ain't holding it up, because I don't see too many Republicans in Congress who were advocating for this administration to take this all the way to Supreme Court. Matter of fact, Josh Hawley from Missouri was advocating for us to have some type of extension for SNAP benefits so people don't go hungry. So, but I'm just happy that this shutdown is hopefully going to be ended, as 4,000 flights have been delayed, 1,700 flights have been canceled. People are going back and forth snip-snap when it comes to the SNAP benefits. And what's sad is, depending on what state that you live in, some people might actually abide by that, like in the South, and they may say, well, we're not going to release the SNAP benefits. But at the end of the day, the government's not going to ask for this money back. They're not. We just need to do the right thing. I cannot believe they went all the way up to the Supreme Court to keep them from having to release SNAP benefits, food benefits. So that's crazy to me. But this has been your weekend recap here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth on Truth to Power. And also, when it comes to that, I'm not going to play a video, but I had a video. is that I think what we have to understand when we talk about these SNAP benefits and these flight cancellations is that we're talking about the economy. And when I say that, you have to understand that my auntie, she's a flight attendant, and these flight attendants only get paid when they fly, right? So when you're sitting down, they only get paid when the flight goes up in the air. So when you see cancellations and you see delays, especially cancellations, 1,700 cancellations, what we have to understand is that that's also hurting the economy, because now that's money out of these people's pockets, right? So I think that's something that we have to understand when we talk about all this. We just think it's a plane in the air and we can't get from point A to point B, but it's also people like my auntie who now don't have the ability to make a living because of the fact of these cancellations, because of the government shutdown. It extends beyond what we really think about. When you think about these SNAP benefits, so many people have been negatively speaking about, oh, well, these people who just want free money. That's what some people are saying. We have to understand that, okay, even if you have that opinion and that thought, I can't tell anybody how to think, but when they get SNAP benefits, what do you think they're spending that at? You think they're just holding on to a card, a Quest card with money on it? No. It's money on there for they'll go buy food. And so when you have the money to go buy food, guess what? You go to a grocery store, right? And whether it's a big grocery store like a Kroger's chain, a Pick and Save here, or Metro Market, or whether it's, you know, the Fast and Friendly or a local grocery store we have in our communities, or like the Sherman Park grocery store, who I don't know if they take EBT or not, so I do not know. But you're hurting them as well, because now what you're seeing is, and there's somebody in Bayview, a small convenience grocery store that takes SNAP benefits and EBT. They said, this hurts us because we're losing money. We make about $6,000 a month based off individuals who come in here with EBT. So when you take that away from a month, guess what? That means they're losing money. So we're talking about this having a ripple effect of negative impact beyond just who we want to say the lazy people are. It's beyond that. So when we think about this, don't just think about the individuals that y'all may have y'all feelings about. Understand that this has a negative impact on the economy. So when the Trump administration says it will continue to fight SNAP benefits at the Supreme Court to release the funds, understand they're fighting from keeping our economy from going. They're fighting to keep people from eating. They're fighting from keeping small businesses to be able to succeed. They're fighting to keep Kroger, right? Syndics, all these different places that may accept EBT, they're fighting to keep them from being able to clear their shelves and make sure their employees can get paid. And when I say that their employees are going to get paid, but if this drags on long enough, they may tell them, hey, we aren't bringing in enough revenue. So we have to understand that it goes beyond just one person, that these SNAP benefits help keep our economy going. So anybody that tries to tell you Trump gives a damn about people, the 42 million Americans, just know that, like I said weeks ago, this is a choice. This is a choice not to release the funds. I told y'all that. This is a choice to appeal, to go to the appeals court, to try to tell people we don't want to have to fund people. It is a choice to go to the United States Supreme Court to say we don't want to have to release this funding. That is all a choice. They don't have to do that, but they're choosing to do that. So don't let nobody tell you that this is got something to do with the Democrats or most Republicans. This is the Trump administration that is choosing to do this. 833-212-1017. When we come back on the other side, oh, $2,000 STEMI. You hear about that? Ooh, what you going to do with your $2,000? 833-212-1017. What you talking about, Rhea? I know you ain't talking like you ain't going to take your $2,000. I know you ain't acting like you ain't going to take that STEMI, girl. 833-212-1017. The new STEMI checks may be coming, and what you going to do with the Truth Nation? Are you for or are you against the $2,000 STEMI? Because let me tell y'all, I got me a new Versace watch. It was on sale. And what you looking at me for like that? Yeah, I didn't wear it today, but I got a different Versace watch on today. You know what I'm saying? That $2,000 STEMI may have me get some a Givenchy belt. Is that Givenchy? Givenchy? What is it?
Are you trying to say Givenchy?
Givenchy. Oh, shush.
Oh, you don't want to try to buy it and can't even say it?
Oh, you stop. Are you trying to say Givenchy? What are you, French?
No.
Givenchy?
It's Italian.
Go to break. Truth Nation on the other side. We're going to talk about these $2,000 STEMIs that about to hit our pockets. Maybe. On Truth to Power. Keep it locked.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Oh, the Packers are back tonight as they look to bounce back against the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday Night Football. I'm so excited for the Packers to be playing today. Got my Packers hoodie on. And if you are going up to Lambeau, guess what? The perfect Packers game day starts in Titletown at the American Family Insurance House. Before each home game, grab exclusive Packers giveaways, listen to live music, and hang out with other fans. Plus, you can try your hand at setting the high score and protect the end zone, their interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau unforgettable. If you're going up to Lambeau tonight, bundle up and go to the American Family Insurance House in Titletown. If you are looking for homeowners insurance or car insurance, make sure you visit AmFam.com today. You can bundle and you can save as well. That's going to AmFam.com today. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. Make sure y'all watch the stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can also call in, text in at 833-212-1017. That's 833-212-1017. I see some people already got some thoughts on the stimmy. Matter of fact, Rhea, go ahead and put a poll up. Is that, you know, do you want Trump to send out a $2,000 stimmy even if it hurts the economy? Go ahead and put that up. Make sure we put that even if it hurts the economy in there, because I think that's key. That's key. So Truth Nation, it was quite the weekend. It really was. And when I saw that Donald Trump put on his Truth Social 2K stimmies, 2K stimmies, I said, oh, here we go. The Trump stimmies may be back, and I want to know how y'all feel about it. Do y'all think this is a good idea? I want y'all to chime in on YouTube, 1017, The Truth on YouTube. But also, in addition to that, make sure y'all go to 833-212-1017. Y'all can call in, text in, and let me know how y'all feel about these stimmies. So over the weekend, when I heard a couple things from the government, I came to the realization there was three ideas out of nowhere. I don't know if you saw this, Rhea. But Truth Nation, there's three random ideas that were coming from the White House this weekend that I was like, oh, wow, this is out of nowhere. And now I am a guy. I'm an ideas guy. I like ideas. They have to be good ideas. Now, I am a person. Now, I do judge. And I done been in meetings with folks that I done rolled my eyes. I done did that before. Hell, there's people at Truth here who work with me here that can look at my face and tell us I don't like something or I think something is stupid. I like ideas, but it just has to make sense. But the ideas that I saw this weekend, the reforms that I saw this weekend, I kind of felt like were a reaction versus being proactive, right? They were reacting to the election results versus being proactive and working in the best interest and working in the benefit of the American people. So first, we're going to start with the first thing that I saw. After 10 years, right? We've been talking about a plan. You know, we've been talking, what is the plan of healthcare? You know, we got to replace Obamacare. What are we going to do to replace Obamacare? There's been a plan, a concept of a plan. There's been this for a decade now. And finally, we got a little bit of what a plan is to what Republicans think they can do to help save healthcare. The administration floated an idea how they can fix what some deem to be a broken healthcare system, especially with people seeing their premiums going up over 100%, 300%. People have sticker shock right now as they're selecting what insurance they're going to be getting for the 2026. Now, currently under the Affordable Health Care Act, subsidies such as premium tax and, you know, credits and cost sharing reductions help eligible consumers buy insurance on the insurance exchange. Many of these subsidies go to insurers to reduce the cost of an enrollee, right? So the government provides the insurance companies with money, which reduces the cost for somebody who is going to get on the health care exchange, how much they have to pay. So essentially, what they're trying to do, the government is trying to do at this point, what Trump has his idea, and the Republicans have an idea, is they're trying to say, you know what, instead of giving those subsidies to the insurance company. How about we give that money to the consumer, right? Like, imagine we all have, you know, well, not all of us. Some of us have health savings accounts. Some people have flexible spending accounts. Instead of putting money to the insurance companies, they say, we're going to put it on your car. You get the money, right? So essentially, everyone who qualifies for Obamacare would get a large sum of money on a like a HSA card to be used to help them select the company, the insurance company that they want. Instead of being limited to what, you know, companies say they want to be part of the exchange, now you can say, okay, I get this money on my card and I get to now use that money to select what insurance company I want to have, and it helps pay me my premiums. Now, I you know, it sounds decent. The idea is good only if the government can convince these insurance companies to not collude and set minimum prices. See, that's what we have to understand, is when y'all saw the back and forth, remember, between Ascension and United Healthcare, they were negotiating of how much Ascension would get repaid for doctor's visits, for surgeries, for all these different things. They were negotiating what that price was. They weren't just letting the market determine it. They were negotiating what the prices were going to be, because that's what happens behind the scenes. And so this sounds like a great idea, but you're going to need the government to tell these insurance companies that you cannot collude to set the prices, because what they will do is they'll say this, hey, they'll have their big party amongst all the CEOs of these insurance companies, and they'll say, hey, listen, there's 50 of us, and all we got to do is tell them we're only going to, for a doctor's visit, it's going to be $100 per visit. Nobody can go below that. Like, they're going to set, oh, so for these people's premiums, everybody has to be a minimum of $5,000. They're going to set it so they know what the minimum is. They're not going to let the free market take itself where somebody says, you know what, I'm going to be the Walmart of health insurance, right? I'm going to be the one that comes in and say, I'm going to give everything cheap. They're not going to allow that to happen. And so, again, I think it's a good idea, but it has its downsides. A person like me who is healthy, I have my own health insurance through my job, but a healthy person like me who does not have pre-existing conditions probably come out on top. But if a person who has pre-existing conditions, they could be denied. Those type of people who have pre-existing conditions, which one day I may end up developing some pre-existing condition, I don't know where life's going to take me, I may find myself out in trouble. So that is the first thing I wanted to get to. The next thing I wanted to talk about is this STEMI. I'm finally getting to the STEMI. I know I teased it. And so the next sign that I knew that this administration was getting desperate is because I saw a tweet about a $2,000 STEMI. It was the tariff STEMI. For all the money we're bringing in for tariffs, Trump said, you know what, we're going to give y'all a STEMI. Now, again, that sounds great. It's good. I like having a STEMI. But I laughed when I saw it because I said, damn, we just don't learn, do we? And I remember I used to produce the show Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris, which is 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And I remember when Dr. Ken Harris was telling me that, hey, sending out stimulus checks is not a good idea because it will cause for the economy to overcook and it'll cause for inflation. He told me this. And the last time we did it, he was absolutely right. It caused for inflation. What it does is it pushes demand for products higher, which caused the was cause for the cost of things to go up. And so that's why it's dangerous to give people these stimmies. And in addition to that, our Treasury Secretary also said, Scott Bessent, he tried to put some cold water on because he said this proposal, you know, it may be a little bit too early to do that. But I need for us to understand, when you see this $2,000 STEMI, it sounds good. And if they send it out, I'm not going to be the one to tell them not to send it out. I'm not going to say don't get $2,000. That'd be foolish. Who wouldn't take free money? I mean, you ain't going to tax you on it. It is essentially free money. But when you actually look into it, you understand that when you overcook the economy, it could cause inflation like we had when Trump sent out the first STEMI and Biden sent out the STEMI. So the money was good at that point, but then all of a sudden people complained about prices being too high. And we have to understand that when we think about this tariff, do know that this money is not free. Every American citizen who spends money on electronics, furniture, anything that has a tariff on it, we are the one who are paying the tariff, which really you're just getting a refund on the additional money that you pay that you wouldn't have had to pay had we not had these tariffs. Y'all just wait and see when Black Friday hit. When y'all see these Black Friday prices, y'all like, huh, I feel like this is a little higher than what it was last year. That's because of the tariffs. And research has shown that tariffs are costing Americans between $1,400 and $4,900 per household. So 2K is nice. And I'm saying, go ahead, bring the 2K. If you're going to do it, Trump, go ahead, let that money come out. But maybe not having tariffs would have been better. I would probably be happier not spending the 2K extra or the $2,400 extra or maybe up to $4,900 extra. I live a low life, so I'm assuming I'm probably on the lower end of that. Even though I've been buying, my food prices been going up. I would prefer us not having the tariffs. And I don't want them to really fool y'all because this is a short-term fix for a long-term problem. See, free money is the perception, not the reality, right? When they give you the free money, that's just the perception. That's not the reality of what that really is. That's basically giving you some of the money that you spend back. And they're also doing this for a political win and not for a win for the American people. So don't be fools. Do not be fools on this. But 833-212-1017, there is a poll on YouTube. Do you want Trump to send out the $2,000 stimulus check even if it hurts the economy? Yes or no? I'm very curious to know that. I voted yes. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna take my $2,000 because it's my money anyways. Because we're the ones who pay taxes. We're the ones who are paying these tariffs, so I might as well be the one to get my stimmy. He said it's only going to be for the poor. He said not the rich. I am not the rich. So I expect my stimmy to come in, and I can't wait to get my $2,000 stimulus check. So I hope he does do this, but I do want us to understand that there are some repercussions when we do this. We've already lived through this before. We've already saw the negative impact of what stimulus checks can do and what they do to the economy. So I just want y'all to understand, if y'all get that $2,000 and you see prices continue to go up and inflation continues to rise and, you know, we continue to lose the million plus jobs that we've already lost in less than a year. Oh, well. Oh, well. Because it seems to me like a lot of y'all don't care. A lot of y'all just want that instant gratification versus long-term gratification. But 833-212-1017. I see some of y'all comments here talking about the STEMI. I do want to hear from y'all. Do y'all want a stimulus check from Trump? Do y'all want these Trump stimmies? Would this benefit you? Are you concerned about the negative impact that could come from a stimulus check? Are you concerned about the fact that it might cause for additional inflation? Are you concerned about the fact that, you know, it may push demand higher, which could cause the price to go up? 833-212-1017. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to have a conversation about the last thing that I saw was desperation from this administration. And I'm going to take y'all calls and texts and y'all on YouTube, 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Going to have a conversation talking about the stimmies, but also something else I saw. And as somebody who is big on home ownership, the last thing that I saw that was idiotic, I'm going to have to let y'all know because I got... two people I work with that one day I'm assuming they want to buy a home. I don't know what she just said. But one day, if you do want to buy a home, I want y'all to understand that a 50-year mortgage is idiotic. Keep it locked. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll wrap up on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Are you ready to level up your mindset, your money, and your future? Join Coach Erica Odom, real estate investor, success coach, and published author, on the journey with Coach Erica. Each month, Erica shares real strategies, proven tips, and the mindset shift you need to reach your goals. Tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. for a powerful discussion on the topic of finances and turning your passion into profit. Coach Erica will be joined by realtor Wathia Hunt and Easy Fix Financials Jeremiah J.J. Jordan. That's On the Journey with Coach Erica, live tomorrow at 6 p.m. on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Shout out to Coach Erica. Had one of my coworkers, colleagues upstairs, teammates, tell me how she was like, I heard that show Tuesday night
And that was fantastic. I need to talk to that one. She shares some phenomenal tips, so make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for another episode of On the Journey with Coach Erica right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
But 833-212-1017, that is the Truth Talking text line. In addition to that, you can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That's 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure you give us a like. Make sure you give us a share. And we're talking about the $2,000 stimulus check, because that is something that is being floated as an idea as a for the tariff. And I think a lot of that has to do with the election results that came in. I mean, it was a rejection of this current administration. I think they understand that. And they decided that they need to start doing some things that actually can help people. Because let's be very honest, a lot of stuff that has happened has not been things that have helped us, right? We haven't had things that were, you know, in a sense of it seemed that it was directly impacting. Like when you start rounding up people because they're not here legally, well, I mean, the optics, we see it, but it doesn't actually help my bottom line, right? Like applying tariffs on other countries doesn't really impact me positively right now, right? Like that actually hurts me. You know, the firing and laying off or with Doge going through and firing federal employees, well, I mean, it may make me feel a certain way emotionally, but how does that help me on a day-to-day basis, right? And so that's why you see things such as the $2,000 stimulus idea floated or things such as the healthcare idea floated. That's why you see that. Now, this last thing that got floated, I am a huge proponent when it comes to housing. I truly believe that if more African Americans in the city of Milwaukee owned their house and did not rent, we would be in a better space, because what that does, and y'all got to understand, is that a lot of our grandparents or some of y'all parents who are listening, or great grandparents, a lot of them aimed to try to own a house. I remember my grandparents, they wanted to own a house because they understood on both sides, because they understood what home ownership meant, right? It was something that was denied to them and a hurdle that they had to overcome. And they understood if they can just buy a home and invest in that home, then one day they can either pass it down or one day they could sell it. They understood that you build wealth through home ownership. Even through these days today where interest rates are a little bit higher, still higher, cost of houses here in Wisconsin still higher, you still come off better in the end, because a lot of the money you invest, you end up getting back out. Now, the last idea that I saw from this administration, and it let me know how out of touch they are with reality and how out of touch they are with just the common man. I saw an idea of a 50-year mortgage that was floated. Now, this by far was the stupidest idea I have ever heard. The stupidest idea. And to understand that this is how you know only these rich folks who are in power would float an idea like a 50-year mortgage and think it's a good idea, because they don't get it. They don't understand, right? They just think, oh, you just want to pay less. They don't understand the long-term ramifications and the impact of this. The whole point of buying a home is to get yourself financial freedom at some point. The whole point of buying a home is building equity in that place that you live. But you have to understand, this is so stupid, because the longer you pay for your home, the more you pay in interest. It's called a loan. You may pay $500,000 purchase price, but when you ask the bank, because you don't have the money to buy the car, you ask the bank for a loan. It's not a free loan. They charge you interest. I cannot stress how idiotic this idea is that was floated by this administration. For example, we all love numbers. Let's just put it out here. If you pay $500,000 for a house on a 30-year mortgage at a 5% interest rate, which would be low at this time right now, but at a 5% interest rate, you will be paying $2,978 per month on your mortgage. That's basically $3,000. That's a lot of money, but that's what you would be paying on that. You would pay $419,000 in interest over 30 years. That's a lot of money. That is a lot of, yeah, I know. That's a lot of money in interest. So you're already paying a lot of money in interest. So now imagine with the other idea that they have. 30-year mortgages is already a long time. That's why there's tips that I'll provide as well. But now imagine, let's use Trumpito's plan. Trumpito's plan of a 50-year mortgage. Now imagine that $500,000, right, on a 50-year mortgage. you only pay $2,600 a month. So you're saving about $400 a month on your payment. Now, real $400 a month on a payment, saving that, that would be good, right? Not paying $400 less a month would be good, right? She said, yes. She said, what's the catch? That sounds good. But here's the problem. I wonder how much that $400 a month would be for 20 years. Because you got to understand, you're paying 20 years more of that $400 a month. So when you add in that additional 20 years, guess what? You're paying an interest total because there's interest, and it's not just $400 because that has interest. You're paying $776,000 in interest. So instead of paying $500,000 for a house, you're paying $1.2 million for a house. It's already bad enough now with a 30-year mortgage, but what stupid Trumpito and this administration is trying to sell people on is say you can get a 50-year mortgage, poor man, and know what? You'll have less out of your pocket per month. In the end, if you did something this idiotic, you would pay $340,000 more on a 50-year mortgage than what you do a 30-year mortgage. It lessens the equity you have in your home. So what I need y'all to understand is that don't you ever get a 50-year mortgage. Listen, I got some young folks in here. Don't y'all ever get a 50-year mortgage. If they do something as stupid as this, do never get a 50-year mortgage. You are going to be buried in debt your entire life. The average age of homeowners now is in their 30s buying their first home. 50 years from now, Kyle Wallace is going to be 85. I may be dead. I may be dead 50 years from now. I don't know. My grandpa made it to like 85, 86. So what I'm saying is that's idiotic. It's stupid. This administration is dumb, and that is the problem. They think you're dumb. They think telling you to buy your own insurance if it's, these insurance companies aren't greedy already and they won't collude against you is misleading. They are trying to trick people and saying, "But hey, you know what? Let's give you this $2,000 stimmy from all this tariff money we collected, even though we're charging these tariffs, which is making you hurt your pockets anyways." As if it's not going to cause for inflation to go up. Ask Dr. Ken, he'll tell you. He's a big economics guy. And then they want you to say, hey, you know what? Here's a 50-year mortgage to bring down your monthly payment. These folks who are making these decisions are just incompetent. And if you are thinking these are good ideas, then you're a buy sheep because you're just following what the hell they're saying. You're not doing your actual research. Here's my tip for you. Because this is what I do for my own mortgage. Do not just pay. If you can, everybody, financials is different. But if your mortgage is $2,000 a month and you can afford to pay $300 to $500 extra per month. Again, I understand everybody got different, right? Whether it's $100, $200, whatever it is extra. Anything extra that you pay per month, you contact your bank and you say, we want to pay this extra $100, $200, $300, $400, whatever it is, towards the principal. And what you will find is that they will take, by doing that, that will take years off your mortgage. Before I moved, the first house that I got it for dirt cheap. Paid it off. I paid it off within 5 years. Why? It's because it was dirt cheap. I mean, it was under $100,000. That'll be all right. It was $50,000. $50,000 house back in 2016. And so the payment was super low. But so it's like, okay, I got extra money. So instead of taking 30 years to pay for a house, it took me 5 years to pay for a house. And guess what? That reduced how much interest I paid. And so, again, that is because the economy and the housing was in such a different place a decade ago than what it is now. But Truth Nation, don't fall for this stupid idea of a 50-year mortgage. Don't fall for an idea of, listen, I take my stimmy. Don't get it twisted. But do understand when prices go up, it's because we took our stimmy. But 833-212-1017. I see y'all texts. I see y'all on YouTube. When we come back, I'll read your texts and YouTube. We'll wrap up the show. You're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
1, 2, 3. Ho!
The award-winning 101.7 The Truth is the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. The Panthers look to bounce back as they come home to take on the Little Rock Trojans tonight at UWM Panthers Arena. Scott Warris has the cover starting at 6:30 p.m. on 101.7 The Truth and the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. This has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, the Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. And we've been talking about the 2K STEMI and this 50-year mortgage idea that is an idiotic idea that was floated. Daphne on the Truth Talking text line at 833-212-1017 said, exactly, don't do it. On a $450,000 house with a 50-year mortgage, you will only have a down payment of $17,000 on your loan in 20 years. And in 30 years, you'll still have $383,000 plus the interest. It's not worth it. That is so true. Also, on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube, give us a like, give us a share. Miriam said, 50-year mortgage just like retirement. Being moved to 70 years old, more like slavery. Okay, like retirement being moved up to 70. I get it. Uh-huh, I get it. And at the end of the day, y'all got to understand, freedom is important. And by bogging yourself down in a 50-year mortgage, you definitely will face some consequences from that. But this has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Like I said before, shout out to the youngest for the offspring, I'm going to call them. Shout out to the offspring doing their damn thing this morning. Shout out to YouTube Nation for the support that y'all had. Everlasting support that y'all have. But the Tory Lowe Show will be coming up next from 1 to 4. This has been Truth to Power. I will be back tomorrow. I have two interviews tomorrow. I'll be joined by Sarah Neubauer. I think that's her name. From Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. And I'll be joined from April from the Small Business Administration to discuss these loans that are out here when it comes to rehabbing your home or rehabbing your business after the storms, and also for your house as well, with the deadline coming up on November 12th. But keep it locked. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show's up next. Peace out, Truth Nation. Love y'all. See y'all tomorrow. Go, Pat, go. That punk is so